For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope. The Missouri Senate has confirmed a longtime employee of the Missouri Department of Social Services to be the agency's new director. Brian Kincaid has served as the department's acting director since last May and was also acting director from 2011 to 2012. With his confirmation today, Kincaid becomes the agency's permanent director. Kincaid's tenure at the Social Services Department spans the past five gubernatorial administrations. He previously was the agency's deputy director and head of its Division of Budget and Finance and Child Support Enforcement. The Social Services Department oversees the state's Medicaid and other welfare programs. Boone County has hired four attorneys to help defend itself and three employees named in a lawsuit on behalf of Ryan Ferguson, whose murder conviction was overturned after he served nearly a decade behind bars. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Ferguson filed an amended federal civil rights suit earlier this month against Boone County, former prosecuting attorney Kevin Crane, and investigators Ben White and William Hawes. The suit claims the county has, quote, customs, policies, and omissions in training that caused the deprivation of Ferguson's rights. Ferguson was convicted in 2005 of killing Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt in 2001, but a three-judge state appeals court panel vacated his convictions last year because prosecutors wrongly withheld evidence favorable to Ferguson's defense. The Missouri Senate and now Missouri House have both passed two bills to ban sales of electronic nicotine delivery devices to minors. Both bills would limit the sales of these devices, sometimes called e-cigarettes, to consumers at least 18 years old, and both versions would not subject the devices to being regulated or taxed as tobacco products. That provision drew the ire of several Democrats, including House member Jill Shoup of St. Louis County. She grilled the bill's sponsor, Republican Caleb Rowden of Columbia, on why this bill would not tax e-cigarettes.
I want to know where this came from. Where did this additional language that was not in the bill that was heard come from, gentlemen?
It came from my brain.
From your brain, not from big tobacco and small tobacco lobbyists who are putting in this kind of language in 26 other states around the country.
Rowden and other Republicans defended the language, saying the bill would be defeated if it included the taxation of nicotine devices, then minors would continue to be able to buy them. The House version would also ban e-cigarettes on public school property. Leaders in both chambers have just over a month to hammer out a final version of the proposal. The operator of the Bridgeton landfill in suburban St. Louis will pay nearly $7 million to settle a lawsuit filed on behalf of hundreds of homeowners living nearby who claimed that noxious odors and an underground fire lowered property values and harmed their quality of life. The settlement announced today calls for the landfill, a subsidiary of Republic Services, to pay $6.8 million to residents of more than 400 homes. A federal magistrate judge has given preliminary approval. Operators of the landfill near Lambert Airport have spent more than $100 million on efforts to contain the underground smoldering, which is near a site where nuclear waste is buried, and to eliminate a smell so strong that residents have said they are sometimes hesitant to leave their homes. For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope.